Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
A blog radio. Blog radio.
Was in a relationship, I would never be true. You think that anything I say is straight game. Enemy is just another new name. But what I'm trying to tell you, for every man is a woman that'll make him change. And I believe you the one that'll make me. But every time I try to show you, you shake me. I know I make it real hard for you to take me serious, but baby girl, I am. And I ain't stopping right here, I'ma keep going. And I'ma make sure every day that you keep knowing. Where the vibe is in your flowers, the top thing you on, sell it for a few hours. I'm yelling like, ooh, ooh, ooh. But when I think about you, that's the first thing that come to my mind. I'm like, ooh, ooh. Baby, you can get it all, you can get it all, you can get it. Ooh, ooh. But when I think about you, that's the first thing that come to my mind. I'm like, ooh, ooh. Shout it, you can. You can get it out, you can get it. 1 minute you act like you like me, and then the next you don't. You start sending me crazy emails like I know it's just sex you want. I can't lie, the sex is truly incredible, and every part of your body's so edible. I get chills from just thinking about it, but that ain't the reason why I'm fucking can't let you go. Let you go. We got a serious, serious bond. And when we kick it, we have nothing but fun. I feel a whole lot of L-O-V-E between you and me, even though we're still young. Just your company ain't gotta get none. Talk the same lingo, understand where I'm coming from. And if anybody asks me a question about you, I'ma tell them you the one. You got me like, ooh, ooh. But when I think about you, that's the first thing that come to my mind. I'm like, ooh, baby, you can get it out. You can get it out. You can get it. But when I think about you, that's the first thing that come to my mind. I'm like, ooh, ooh. Shout it, you can get it out, you can get it out, you can get
as
it.
As long as you know that I can have been your love, baby, that's sexual, infectious. But still, I choose you to be with me. I'm gone, and so you better not break it up.
Think about you, that's the first thing that come to my mind. I'm like, ooh, baby, you can get it out, you can get it out, you can get it. Ooh, when I think about you, that's the first thing that come to my mind. I'm like, ooh, shout it, you can get it out, you can get it out, you can get it.
Sharing this one and only life, ending up just another lost and lonely wife. You count up the years, and they will be filled with tears. Love only breaks us to start over again. You'll get the babies, but you won't have your man. While he's busy loving every woman that he can.
black or white.
Spend my life being a color.
Never you agree with me when I saw you kicking dirt in my eyes. Thank you.
Shout out to everybody for listening and tuning in today. I have Vesta calling in pretty shortly, so guys, be patient with me. She's on her way. She'll call in a minute. Just be patient with me. Hi, Vesta, how you doing?
I'm fine. I wanted to hear the rest of that song.
Oh, you want me to go ahead and play it?
No, I'm just messing with you. I've sung that song 1,000 times.
I can imagine. It's such a beautiful song. And, you know, my cousin couldn't be here today to be here in the studio to listen to the live interview with you. She's such a huge fan of yours. She sings that song all the time.
Email me her address and I'll send her a photo.
I sure will. Mm-hmm. She had to go down to Atlanta for her husband plays for Atlanta Falcons, so she had to go down there for the season practice, you know, football season. But she loved your song. She sends her love, so I had to let you know she's such a huge fan since day one. I give all of my guests a round of applause, so I'm gonna give you a round of applause. Hold tight for me.
Give me a big one. Wake me up. Yay! Yay!
Thank you so much. I was honored to have you. And then this was like, where's Vesta? Where's she at? Go get her. I'm sorry. Go get her. Because we're also honored to have you. And they felt like you have taken a long break from industry. They felt like, well, where's she been? You know, what has she been up to? You know, before we get to that, I have some questions here, and I want to ask you: you have been around for quite some time now, you know, and people seem to forget about you, but majority of it has not, you know. To me, you're legendary status. Of course, you know, you've opened so many doors for people that are out here today, like the Keisha Coles and the Monicas, and but who influenced you to do what you do?
Sarah Vaughan, Aretha Franklin, and Chaka Khan.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me see some questions here. You used to sing with a group called Fifth Dimension. Is that the correct name, Fifth Dimension?
Ron Townsend. And Wild Honey. Mm-hmm.
Now, are you still singing with them from time to time? Do you keep in touch with them, or?
No, he's deceased.
Oh, he's deceased. Okay.
Mm-hmm. He was one of the original Fifth Dimension.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you did your first paying gig at 14, was it 14?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You signed your first deal in 1986 with A&M Records. What was that like, and how did that come about when you got your first deal?
Well, there were three girls, and John McClain wanted to put together a Prince kind of, what were those girls called that Prince had? There were three of them.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Anyway.
You're fine.
Anyway, he wanted to do three of those that could sing.
Mm-hmm.
And so these two model type girls found me, and I was slimmer then, but I was not model height or type.
Mm-hmm.
And I had written all of my own music and did the backgrounds and the arrangements. So we went and took a meeting with John McClain, And I did my impersonations. I did everything. And he said, well, who wrote the music? And I said, I did. He said, who did the backgrounds? I said, I did. He said, who did the arrangements? I said, I did. And so he was quiet. And then he said, well, I want to put this group together. And I want it to be real, you know, really strong. And I can tell that you're the strongest. And he said, well, what would be, you know, your prerequisites? I said, well, that I be on the cover, me by myself, and I be on the cover.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but I want a group. And I said, well, at the same time, Iris Gordy was courting me, and she said, oh, no, he doesn't know what he's doing. And she said, well, I want you by yourself because you're just a bad girl. And so the industry is so small, you know, it got back to him, and he offered me a solo deal, but it was more money than Iris was offering, so I took his deal.
Okay, you were I negotiated with it for Arista?
No, Iris Gordy.
Oh, Iris Gordy. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, was Ron Flair at A&M that time, back in 86?
Who?
Ron Flair.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm better with faces than names.
Okay. What do you think on the presidency of Obama?
I think it is one of the best things that has happened in the history of American culture. The only other thing I could think of is Frederick Douglass. And then when he married that white woman, well, I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. I know you performed so many places. Do you have
mm-hmm.
a favorite in mind? Do you have a favorite that you performed at?
You know, I rather like Washington, D.C. I performed name it. I've pretty much been there. There's just so many. They flush in my mind.
Right.
And Casa de Campo, Haiti. I performed in London, Germany. Where's the place that they do the drugs freely? Amsterdam.
Mm-hmm.
Brazil, Africa. Oh my God! And most of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I'm forgetting some, I'm sure, because this toothache is like wearing me out.
Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I want to be on the bad side.
No, take your time, because I'm
okay.
Going to put some more Orgel on it and lay back down.
Okay, good. Quick question. Who's your support system?
My support system?
Mm-hmm.
I had vultures and mostly my friends, my real friends, and I can count them on one hand and have still some fingers left.
Okay.
But in the business, no.
Okay.
Users.
I bet. Your single "Congratulations," which is became an international hit for you. Did you write and produce this track, what was this song regarding? I think if I remember the video, it was a wedding or something of that nature. And what was this song about? Did you write and produce this?
Tina Clark, myself, and Gary Floyd Prim, who is the piano player, sat down at one of the writing rooms in MCA, and we wrote it in about 20 minutes. And it ended up becoming a prophecy for me. They were cool. I'm the one that got the raft. So, you know, it was a pop melody, pop music with a R&B vocal, and it touched people. The story touched people. And it's my signature song, and wherever I go, I have to sing it.
Right.
And I love to sing it, but it's one of those songs that just tears me up inside every time.
Right.
So I use it as my last song, because after that, you know, and when I get an encore, I come back with something up.
Right. You also got Special, which was another good hit of yours. How do you feel about your career so far? How do you feel about all you have, how far you have come, you know, where you are today?
Special, Sweet, Sweet Love. Yeah. I feel that there's far more for me to do if the Lord is willing. And I think I'm now currently working on my project called Seven.
Mm-hmm.
And biblically, seven is the number of perfection and the number of completion.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I started thinking of that at age 49. I will be 52 December 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Sagittarius. Yay! And, and so 7 times 7 is 49, any way you look at it.
Right.
But it is 7. And we are very close to finishing it. And as soon as we get it finished, we'll get it out to you.
Oh, sure. I'd love to hear that. You've been in the music industry quite some time now. What do you think about the industry today? I know it's so differently from when you first got in here and, you know, into the field, but what do you think about it today?
Well, I think there's only, like, two labels. I think that people can put their records out on the Internet, and I think that that's a good thing. I think you can keep your own money instead of people tallying up a great big exaggerated amount of money that you owe them, and that they take off the top of your money before you see a dollar. So I think if you sell, you know, I sell my CDs. My current CD is A Distant Lover on Shiny Key, and I thought they were a record label, and it wasn't quite so. It wasn't what I expected. Let's say that.
You know, that happens throughout this industry. You know, and I see we play music here, and sometimes, you know, I say, Beth, let me be honest with you. I say, what are the record labels? What kind of music are they sending us? What kind of artists are there signing this day and time? To me, music is not the same anymore, and I mean, I miss that good music, as a that good music,
music
in the good old days.
They sell images now because the video and visual era is so prominent. You know, back in the day, Aretha Franklin probably couldn't have gotten a record deal. Sarah Vaughan probably could not have gotten a record deal. It was about what you look like, and if you could dance and shake your booty and throw your hair and whatever. That's what it's about now, you know? And singing is not as important.
Right. Yeah, absolutely right. I didn't mean to interrupt you like that. To apologize, but I have to get your permission first before I do this. There's a caller on the line that wants to ask you a question. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. Let me pull them through.
Hello.
Leslie, you're on the air. How you doing?
Hi, Timothy. Hi, Charles. Everything.
Everything's okay.
I'm happy to hear you have a good guest here, Vesta. I have a question for you, Miss Vesta.
Hey, baby.
How's everything going so far with your new project?
I am blessed. I'm blessed and highly favored.
Oh, great, great. I just wanted to ask, are you using technology to help promote your latest projects? Because I heard you say that you weren't happy with the company that appeared to be a record company.
Mm-hmm.
So have you tried different avenues as using the blog talk like Mr. Timothy Hodge is using, or any sort of technology to get your name and your work out there? Because I'm a big fan of yours, and I'm upset that I never heard of your project.
Well, we are using a publicist, a real one, and we are using the internet, and we are using we're doing concerts in conjunction with the 7 Project, and we're using everything, including Timothy Hodge, if he wants to be a part of it, and all my friends in radio and television, and I'm going to
promote. Do you have a website that we can download your music?
You can go to... right now, I am not the best on the computer, and the people that have ripped me off for money to put up one, they're not well, let me give you VestaWilliams.com. You can at least look at the photo the photos and some the bio and the contact list. You can reach me at divastation.com, and they will give you some information. And you can Google me. There's a lot on Google.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good information. My mother's having a fit. Hold on. Do you want to talk to her?
Oh, my goodness. Look at this.
Hello, Mom.
What's up?
How you doing? Okay. I have a girl that just did a web page for me.
Yes.
And I'm gonna email you her page.
Okay.
Okay, and she's reasonable, very reasonable.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Okay, so you give me your email.
No, ma'am, you can email it to email it to me and I will forward it to Beth.
Okay, no problem. As long as she gets it, give me your email.
Blog Talk Radio Station.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
Okay.
All right.
All righty. I will send it to you. And then this way you can give it to her.
I sure will.
And this girl is very good.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
God bless you, honey.
Oh, well, God bless you. Okay, here's Leslie.
Okay. All right, Leslie.
Thanks for having Vesta on, and I hope she does well in all her endeavors. God bless both of you.
All right, same to you, Les.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, honey.
Vesta. What an impact for so many people. They really wanted to promote sell your things and everything. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry I overslept. I just have, like, this molar that's, like, wearing me out.
You're fine. You're fine. As long as I got a hold of you. Tom is running so fast here. Let me ask you this question. What advice would you give to up-and-coming talent?
Study. Learn your craft. Mm-hmm. Take vocal lessons if you need. Really sing. Don't sing through your nose and, just please sing, because it is a joyful noise anytime you open your mouth to the Lord, and you don't want to embarrass the Lord.
That's right. That, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
So come on, come on. Do your scales. You know, find someone to do to you. To, you know, I'm a vocal coach as well.
Okay.
And one of my students who's only 13, she not only won her first talent show, but she got a standing ovation and an encore, and I'm so proud of her.
Okay. Miss Williams, I want to. There's no charge for this, of course. I'm gonna let my publicist do. So I'm gonna tell her to do some publicity for you, just to help, just to, you know, make things even better for you. It's no charge. It's, you know.
Thank you, Timothy.
It's just free of charge. There's no charge. Nobody's gonna call you anything like that. It's free of charge. I'm gonna tell her to do publicity for you, put you up on the site, you know, promote your stuff, you know, because, you know.
Load up.
I love, and I feel that you, Regina, and Mickey, how they just forget about you guys sometimes. You know, I'm like, these people.
Well, they have.
You
can't even
get
a ticket to the. Listen, me, Regina Bell, and Mickey Howard came out at the same time, and we can't even get a ticket in the nosebleed seats at the BET Awards.
Well, you know, you should call Deb Lee up, you know. I'll see
I don't know her number.
I'll get it for you. I will get it for you. I'll get the phone call. I talk to them all the time. I mean,
you know, and I hosted BET quite a bit.
I see them all the time. I mean, you know, not Deborah because she's all over the place, but BET in general, I'm always there for something. I'm always there for it. So that, oh my goodness, that, I don't think, I'm going to put into action for that.
They could at least just have us all three walk out and say, you know, some pioneers and take about anything.
Right.
I'm a very good host, and I could present something to someone.
Right.
You know, whatever. I could be one of the, what do they call it when I'm trying to wake up well, like I did for Valerie Simpson and like Aaron Hall and I did, you know?
Right.
A tribute, you know, but they act like, yeah, I don't know, you know. I'm too old to be young, and I'm too young to be old, so I'm in the middle. So, you know, y'all
right,
can call
right.
a girl in the middle. Good
that's
Lord,
right.
you know.
That's right.
You know, I'm not overweight or none of that, so whatever.
When I talked to Stephanie Mills the other day, she said, she was, like, so joyful that you had, that, you know, I had told her, you know, what you told me to say to her. She was
I love her.
And she sent her love back to you, of course, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I called her to give my condolences regarding Michael, you know, cause I know they were her and Michael were so close. And I had called to give my love to her. But she appreciated so much. She appreciated so much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love Stephanie.
Yeah. I'm gonna you're gonna be seeing more stuff, of course, regarding publicity, you know, things for yourself, and of course, you're a friend to the show, and you know, come back anytime. That's
and as soon as I get a release date, I will call you and let you know.
Yeah, do that, and we can get that on the show here, but. Your most recent album, ladies and gentlemen, you can go purchase it here on the website.
Distant Lover.
Yeah, it's all here on the website. They can go pick a copy of it up or go purchase here online through iTunes or through Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
They can pick a copy
and it's
of
all
it.
Covers, all the songs that I loved when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
well, except Whip Appeal. I just put that in there for my own nastiness. Because I think that the women should have their version of Whip Appeal too.
God, that, yeah. They should. How are your daughter? How is she doing?
How is she doing, or how old is she?
Well, I last saw her, she was 8 or she older?
She's 31.
Your daughter?
August the 3rd, yes.
What? Wow. What was I reading? Okay. Now, does she sing?
She raps.
She raps, okay.
But she can sing. She sings more like Aaliyah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is she coming out with anything soon, or?
She's always working on something.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know what I was reading, 8 years old. I'm way off. Oh, my God.
And I have three, well, one of my grandchildren is 8.
Mm-hmm.
I have 3 of those that she made, because I ain't making no more.
I don't blame you.
It hurt. I said, I'm out of here.
Kids are a lot of work. They, you know, they're a lot of work.
And they hurt being born.
Oh, I don't know that part. I can't.
Well, just think of something that's over 7 pounds coming out of the head of your penis, and you'll figure it out.
Right. Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah.
So you You're working on the a project, right? The album.
Seven.
Days.
I'm working with Tony Nicholas, who did all the tracks, and produced quite a bit of Gerald Levert, and he worked with Barry White, Practice What You Preach, and he's a great producer and a wonderful friend of mine.
Okay.
Out of Columbus, Ohio. Oh, no, Cleveland. I'm lying.
Cleveland? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm so sorry, LaGerald. Yeah. Him. Oh, well, his brother's gone, too, now. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So sad.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Well,
Eddie's going to be at the BET Awards because they're receiving the Lifetime Achievement, the OJ.
They should.
So they're going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
They were back and forth about whether they should give it to Tina, should they give it to OJ. So they went along with the OJ, so they're going to receive it this year. And I think I don't think they're going to extend the show an hour to, they think pay some type of tribute to Michael.
Yes.
My goodness. You know what? I'm working on, I want to get the doctor. Or the firefighter, somebody on the show to find out what happened. Because I was just in total shock. Oh, are you serious?
Well, it was he was taking Oxycontin and a Demerol for his pain because he was in pain all the time from all his injuries from dancing.
Right. But you know what?
And I think the doctor that was there gave him an injection, and it was just, see, people don't realize that all those drugs, they build up in your body.
Right.
And then it's just one little thing and just takes you out. And it just took him out.
It was too much. Too much for him to bear. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, his body just quit. His heart, everything just said, I'm done. And he was up and excited. He wasn't suicidal. He was preparing for his tour. He was excited. He was having fun at rehearsals, but you know, he was also in pain, and so they were giving him cortisone and all kind of stuff. So
you don't mix all different types of painkillers together, because the reaction that it could have. That's, you know, as a doctor, he should have known that you don't mix all.
He knew that. That's why he disappeared, ran off and left his BMW.
Yeah. I had to catch up with him.
They'll find him.
That is so sad. But
he's going to jail.
That is so sad. you killed somebody that everybody know from generations, from all generations. I was my little cousin, 5 years old. Michael's dead. 5 years old. That is so amazing. 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. Vesta, and, you know, you yourself, such a legendary, you know, the legendary veteran in this business, of course. And, again,
I'm more infamous than famous, but if you say so, I'll take it.
I got to give you some type of credit. I remember as a little boy listening to your music and watching your videos on, you know, BET and, you know,
mm-hmm.
when Donnie Simpson used to play your music, you know, I remember it.
And I would host in his stead And I would talk so crazy and ignorant, I had to apologize to a lot of people. But, you know, Arsenio Hall, I please want to have this said. Arsenio Hall told me, he said, Vesta, you are a great vocalist and a comedian. He said, and it will set you apart from all the other ladies in the end. He said, and don't ever let anybody take that away from you. And I don't.
Right. It's truly, oh my goodness, Vesta. We got somebody else that wants to call and speak to you. Oh my goodness. I don't know who's hot of you.
I'm fine with it.
I don't know who's hot of you on the phone lines, girl. Let me, hold on one sec. Hello?
Hello?
Mother knows how you're doing.
Hi, Vesta Williams.
Hi, baby.
Oh, Vesta, first of all, thank you, Timothy, for
you're
having
welcome.
The show.
You are.
And Miss Vesta Williams, I go by the name of Mother Knows. I have a show on here, too. I had to catch you on here. This is an honor.
It's an honor to be here, and it's an honor for Timothy to find me.
Where you been hiding, Vesta?
I haven't been hiding at all. I've been working. I've been gigging. I just don't gig in where I live. I live in California, but I gig in Atlanta, Philly, D.C. Everywhere. Everywhere they paying. You paying? I come to your house.
I know that's right. Well, I want to say, you have one hell of a voice, and it was something that I heard you say earlier, which is so true. Deborah Lee and Stephen Hill could have sent, of course, great vocalists like you, Regina Bell, and so many of you out there. Why y'all got to be in a nosebleed? Y'all didn't even get an invite?
Nothing.
Well, you know what?
Nothing.
God will handle.
You know what? wherever I'm not wanted, I don't want to be.
Well, you know what? You're wanted on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm so
happy
to hear you. Congratulations is one of my favorite songs. I play it like it's nothing. So special. I mean, Vesta Williams. Wow, it's great to have you. And it's so. What you've been working on? Anything coming up?
Yes, I have a current project that I'm in the middle of called Seven. Seven. It's my seventh project, and biblically it is. Go ahead and tell them, Timothy.
It's a great album. It's going to be fabulous. I'm going to be on the album.
Oh.
It's going to be lying.
It is biblically perfection. And I'm half asleep. It's perfection. Well, we know that, perfection. And let's see, it's another word. But I said it earlier in the interview, so if you play it back, you will know.
Well, let me just say, Vesta, none of these girls out here can sing and has a voice like you, none of them, and you keep doing your thing because real music live, and God bless you. It's such a really treat to have you and to hear you on Blog Talk Radio. Much love to you, and thank you, Timothy.
No problem.
Thank you.
Anytime.
And you know what? You know what?
Yeah.
Beyonce Knowles was walking down the red carpet, and they asked her who her people that she looked up to, and as she actually said my name, and if there's any way to get a message to her, I love her for that.
I'll get it to her. I will get it to her tomorrow.
Please.
I'll get it to her tomorrow. I'll get it to Beyonce tomorrow. Now, people have been asking me to get Beyonce on the show, but I say, you know, I don't have interest, you know, in it, doing it, you know. And there's nothing against Beyonce, but I love her to death. But, you know, I like people like you, good people, you know, people that can sing. You
people
know?
That's been around a while, a couple of blocks.
That's right. That's been around. Got a story to tell. You know what I mean?
And
you got some story to tell.
I can still throw a high kick. and spin around, and I have a part in my show where I do a whole dance thing, and I turn around and I get in the mic and I say, Beyonce who? But she knows that it's all in jest, and I love her dearly.
Right, right. I will.
Her work ethic is of bar none.
Right, she is. I'm going to get that message over to her. Don't worry about that. Just like I got it over
okay.
to Seth, I'll get it over to her.
Okay.
Mother, I'm going to tune into your show, Mother. I know Woman started doing your show. I will tune into that, Mother.
No problem. And thank you once again, Vesta, for blessing us with yes. Oh, one more thing, Vesta. You still got the beautiful
yes.
shape?
The what?
You still, the weight loss. How's everything going?
Oh, no. I'm still I fluctuate between a 6 and an 8. I like my 8 because that's that. That voluptuous, you know, woomsy womb, you know.
Well, God bless.
I'm about a 7.5 right about and through here.
Oh, well, you
so
know.
I work out every day with weights and stuff, yeah.
Well, good to know, because so many people lose the weight, put the weight back on, and it was such a big thing. I remember when you
Baby, some of them look like a bowl of chitlins.
You know what? Nice speaking to you. I love you, Vesta.
I love you, too. Bye-bye, darling.
Bye-bye, darling.
Well, Vesta, you're such a good guest. I'm going to feature this show so people can actually, you know, tune into it. I had Whitney's mother show one of my featured shows. That was one of my huge
uh-huh.
shows when I had her, Whitney Houston's mother. Of course.
And listen, I want to take
sure.
this time to thank you, Timothy.
Oh, no problem.
For being so persistent this morning when I was, you know, knocked out because I just couldn't sleep last night. And then
no
my
problem.
Tooth, you know, that tooth bothering you, it just, oof.
Right, no problem.
Yuck.
No problem.
And, you know, it's hard for entertainers to have, to get, what is it? What is it when they pay for your stuff?
I forgot.
Insurance.
Right, insurance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or partially. Yeah, it's hard to get insurance, and I don't have any, so I have to
pay for it out of pocket.
Yeah, but, you know, it will be different soon.
Right.
Because Obama's making sure of that.
I know that's right.
Mm-hmm.
But I was honored to have you on the show, and thrilled to have you. And please come back. And once again, I'm gonna talk to my publicist, so we can start promoting even more. And good luck with the album. And let me know when it comes out. I'm gonna get BET a call, so you can have you on 106 and Park when it comes out. We're gonna have you sitting
absolutely.
On the couch. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Do me one more favor before you go. I want you to introduce your song, Congratulations, for the listeners. And I want you to have a blessed day. And you can go back to sleep now. And you know. Get you some more rest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right,
but introduce the track for me. Congratulations.
Okay, this song was written by Tina Clark, Gary Floyd Prim, and Vesta Williams in about 15, 20 minutes sitting on the floor, and it became a prophecy. It became true for me. And this is Congratulations by Vesta.
Turn around and hand me call. 'Cause you said you love me. I can breathe.
Vesta?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much for coming on the show. I do appreciate it so much.
Thank you, and I'm so sorry for being tardy.
Oh, no, you're fine. I'm going to get this, information over to Beyonce. I'm going to get the publicist on the job with this right now. I'm going to get some more, obviously my publicist works, they work the weekends too. We got to work every day. We want to get something done.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'll get it over to them, and I will get past it. I'll pass information to Beyonce tomorrow. I'll get it over to her.
Yes, please do. And I love her. Tell her her work ethic is just above and beyond.
Mm-hmm. I'll get the information to her. Be blessed. Let me know when the album comes out.
For sure.
You know, when it starts to release, and we're gonna get you on 106 and Park. We're gonna get you over there. If I got to do the booking myself, we're gonna get you on the show.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right. So, all right.
Thank
I'll
you.
Talk to you. No problem.
God bless.
You too.
Bye bye.
All right.
She said.